Drought, a double whammy. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With the rainfall expected this time of year non-existent, farmers across the state have really been dealt a tough deal, says Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens.
It's been a double whammy. The freeze obviously impacted every county in this state and basically impacted every crop in this state. And I think we all knew that hay had been really hit really hard, and it has in every county. And, of course, now on top of all that is the drought that we have, the drought and, of course, higher temperatures.
Given says he hopes people will call their congressmen in Washington and let them know what the situation here in Tennessee is like. He also encourages farmers to look into the Tennessee Agriculture Enhancement Program to help them for the future.
I would encourage any farmer that's listening to this today to go ahead and for our Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program. And I know it's a tough year to do this, but if we had had proper hay storage facilities, we wouldn't be in the desperate situation that we're in now. So at least we could get some hay storage facilities on the ground out there that will protect us in future years.
And Bedford County farmer Marty Davis says his county has definitely felt the heat and lack of rain. Their sale barn had a record-setting sale of 2,700 cattle that lasted 2 days instead of the usual day from all the farmers selling their cattle to save feed costs.
Extremely dry. I mean, we really are, because we have not had any appreciable rainfall since back in April sometime. The first cutting of hay, of course, the frost didn't help it a whole lot. Mine and most of the farmers I've talked to, anywhere from 40 to 60% of normal. And it's not a whole lot of hope for a second cutting at all right now.
And farmers across the state are in the same situation with their cattle, hay, and crops desperately needing a good rain. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.